And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to hear some songs about baby dolls and belonging, and we'll celebrate Earth Day and Arbor Day. Last week I played You're Just a Great Big Baby Doll by Parker Gibbs with Ted Weems Orchestra. Well, here are some rapidly rotating records about some other baby dolls, beginning with the California Ramblers. Thank you.
be somebody's baby doll, so I can get my loving all the time. I wanna be somebody's baby doll to ease my mind. He can be ugly, he can be black, so long as he can eagle rock and fall a jack. I wanna be somebody's baby doll, so I can get my loving all the time. I mean to get my loving all the
baby. Hey, look at that baby. Say, who is that baby doll? I never knew they made him like this. She's what I'd call a bundle of bliss. And is she slick? Look at that smile and cute boyish bob. Hurry, hurry, or I'll be crushed in the mob. My poor heart beats like a bass drum now. We've gotta meet somehow. Say, who is that baby doll?
The Ipana Troubadours, directed by Sam Lennon, with Say, Who Was That Baby Doll? The vocalist on that October 30th, 1925 Columbia 78 was Billy Jones. Most vintage 78s with vocals, at least of popular music, refer to or credit a vocal refrain. This is the first time, however, that I've seen a vocalist credited with incidental singing. As I got to looking further, I found a number of other records with the incidental singing by credit, And this was apparently a phrase exclusive to Columbia, since all the ones I found were Columbia Records. Before Billy Jones, it was Bessie Smith, accompanied by Joe Smith on cornet and Fletcher Henderson on piano, and Baby Doll from May 4, 1926. Baby Doll was written by Bessie Smith and Harold Webman. That was preceded by King Oliver's Jazz Band around October 26th of 1923 and Sweet Baby Doll, written by George W. Thomas, who was one of the early practitioners of the boogie-woogie style, if not its inventor. The band, however, apparently wasn't all that enthusiastic about playing that tune, since they start out at about 134 beats per minute, but by the end of the record they've slowed down to about 112. There was certainly no lack of enthusiasm in the record that started the show, the California Ramblers and Broadway Baby Dolls. Broadway Baby Dolls was written by Alfred Bryan and George W. Meyer and was recorded by Edison laterally on June 4, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. A couple of weeks ago, during a conversation with my son and a friend, the song Tonight You Belong to Me came up, specifically the version by Patience and Prudence. Most of you are no doubt familiar with that recording, but you probably also know that theirs was not the original. That honor goes to Irving Kaufman, who recorded it on July 15, 1926. Tonight You Belong to Me was written by Lee David and Billy Rose, and there were a number of recordings made of it that year, and into 1927, including by Adrian Schubert, Roger Wolf Kahn, Ben Selvin, Nathan Glantz, James Doherty, Lou Kelly, Lee Morse, and this one.
Dream in the moonlight. Though with the dawn, I know you'll be gone. Tonight you belong to me.
Much on my mind, I want to know.
Want to know, want to know, want to know.
tell me, is it love that's on your mind?
No, I've got a worry of a very different kind.
Different kind, different kind, different kind.
I've got a question to ask of you.
You can bet I'll answer it too.
Who owns the building on the left across the street behind the one that in the front of over there?
You mean the one beside the one that's just in back of that one by the corner just behind the square?
I mean the one that's on the left across the street behind the one that's just in front of you nowhere.
Well, I'm sorry, honey, but I can't say I do.
Well, I've got a fine opinion of you.
But if you mean the building on the right around the corner to the left behind the one that you can't see.
Yes, that's the one behind the other.
Oh, honey, that belongs to me.
Thank you.
We started off that selfish set with Bob Herring and his orchestra with an unidentified vocal duo on Tonight You Belong to Me. That was one of the earlier recordings of the song from August 10, 1926. That was followed by Jack Jackson and his orchestra at the Dorchester Hotel in London with a kind of novelty nonsense song, Honey, That Belongs to Me. The vocal duo was Jack Jackson, the deeper of the voices, and Jackie Hunter, who was the band's drummer. Honey, That Belongs to Me was written by Bradford Brown, with an E, and Max Rich, who also brought us Get Away, Mr. Wolf, Get Away, There's No Bird Seed in the Bird Cage Anymore, and A Radio Life is the Life for Me, which, alas, I don't believe was recorded. Next, it was Ruth Etting, accompanied by Rube Bloom on piano, and the very selfish It All Belongs to Me. That was written by Irving Berlin, featured in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1927, and recorded August 30th of that year. We finished up with the Savoy Hotel Orpheans, directed by Carol Gibbons, and When He Comes Home to Me, written by Leo Robin and Sam Coslow. So what does When He Comes Home to Me have to do with You Belong to Me? Well, that recording was made October 23, 1934, about 6 weeks after the release of the Paramount picture in which the song, not that recording, but the song, was featured in the soundtrack of You Belong to Me. The film also features the Sam Coslow tune Sweepin' the Clouds Away, Maurice Chevalier's theme song, dubbed in that picture by Helen Mack.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
A couple of days ago, April 26th, was Arbor Day. J. Sterling Morton, a Nebraska newspaper editor, first proposed a tree-planting holiday to be called Arbor Day to the Nebraska State Board of Agriculture in 1872, and Arbor Day was officially proclaimed by Nebraska Governor Robert W. Furness on March 12, 1874. The day itself was observed on April 10th, and it became a legal holiday in Nebraska in 1885 to be permanently observed on April 22nd, Morton's birthday. Today, Arbor Day is generally observed on the last Friday of April, but there are other Arbor Days to coincide with tree planting weather in different geographic areas. Well, we're going to have our own musical Arbor Day celebration, beginning with the Louisiana Sugar Babes.
Thank you. Thank you.
that I shall never see. A poem lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair, upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree.
Eddie Harkness and his orchestra, with a vocal by Harold Dana from a Victor 78, made March 8th, 1928, in Trees. They had recorded it a couple of times in February, but both of those efforts were rejected. That, of course, is the musical rendition of Alfred Joyce Kilmer's poem, Trees, with the music composed by Oscar Rasbach. The tree in Trees refers to a single oak tree at Riders Lane and Route 1 in New Brunswick, New Jersey, where Kilmer was born. Before Trees, it was Mickey Guy and his Rose Tree Cafe with a Mickey Guy composition, Rose Tree Strut, from around September 4th, 1925. Bandleader Mickey Guy was also trombonist in the band, which played at the Rose Tree Cafe located at Providence Road and Sproul Road in Media, Pennsylvania. The Rose Tree Cafe operated as a restaurant into the 1970s. Rose Tree Strut was preceded by the Little Ramblers, one of the 5 to 8-piece bands within a band of the California Ramblers when recording for Columbia with Deep Elm. Deep Elm was written by Willard Robison and recorded by the Ramblers on July 14, 1925. We began that arboreal set with 4-piece Louisiana Sugar Babes, Jabbo Smith on trumpet, reed man Garvin Bushell, James P. Johnson on piano, and Fats Waller, this time on the pipe organ in the former Trinity Church in Camden, New Jersey, on Willow Tree. That Victor Test pressing was made March 27, 1928, and Willow Tree was composed by Fats Waller for the musical Keep Shufflin'. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. The quote, "Each generation takes the earth as trustees," is attributed to J. Sterling Morton, who you now know is the founder of Arbor Day. You also know that Morton's birthday is April 22nd, and coincidentally, last week, April 22nd, was also Earth Day. 20 million people participated in the first Earth Day, which took place in 1970. The Earth Day movement was begun by Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson. Well, we're going to have our own Earth Day celebration, beginning with Dick Robertson.
Thank you. your lips to my own is heaven on earth. End of the rainbow trail, words to describe it fail. More like a fairy tale, just heaven on earth. Feeling your tender caress is heaven on earth. Sweetheart, you never can guess how much that is worth. Heaven was far up above, but when I met you, my love, you made it heaven on earth for me.
Heaven on earth started when you came into view. I never knew the thrill of living until you happened along. My heaven on earth came with a glance, bringing romance. That lucky chance was all I needed to fill my heart with a song. Loving you isn't hard to explain. You're sweet, you're lovely and gay. Heaven's loss has been my greatest gain, for letting an angel like you get away. My heaven on earth, you're in my arms, you're in my heart. Here or apart, you're all I treasure, so who can measure your worth? You're my heaven on earth.
Thank you. started, but till we parted, I never knew your worth. If I could win you back, I would fight my way to the ends of the earth. My heart is weary, the days are dreary, and life has lost its mirth. That's why I'd willingly come, if you say so, to the ends of the earth. Many a heartache it's cost me, now that I realize, maybe my folly has lost me life's greatest prize. Forgive me, sweetheart, let's make a new start, for now I know your worth. I'd gladly go with you, seeking our fortune to the ends of the earth.
To fly, come down to earth. Your heavenly touch could do so much if you only would try. Don't fly away, my angel. For what would my future be worth? Not even a dime. So don't ever change. Just be an angel. Come down to earth.
We begin our little Earth Day celebration with Dick Robertson, backed by Angelo Ferdinando and his Hotel Great Northern Orchestra and Heaven on Earth. That Bluebird recording was made April 23rd, 1934. Heaven on Earth was written by Roy Turk and Harry Axt and is from the 1934 William Wyler picture Glamour, starring Constance Cummings and Paul Lucas. The 12-story Great Northern Hotel, designed by architect Bertram N. Marcus, had 400 rooms and was located at 118 West 57th Street in New York. Unfortunately, it's no longer with us. Angelo Ferdinando was apparently often confused with bandleader Felix Ferdinando, whose orchestra played at the Casino Montclair in New York's Hotel Montclair, and which broadcast five nights weekly over WEAF, WJZ, and WOR. Felix Ferdinando and his orchestra recorded for Jeanette in 1926. Angelo Ferdinando's booking ads requested that in order to avoid confusion of similar-sounding names, that all communications should be addressed to his personal manager, Charles E. Green. After Angelo Ferdinando, it was Ted Fiorito with Muzzy Marcellino providing the vocal on My Heaven on Earth, recorded in Los Angeles on November 15, 1937. My Heaven on Earth was composed by Samuel Pockris and Phil Baker with the lyrics by Charlie Tobias. That was followed by Jack Payne and his orchestra and To the Ends of the Earth, written by Jimmy Campbell and Reginald Connolly. The vocalist on that November 10, 1931 recording was Billy Scott Comer. We finished up our Earth Day celebration with Fats Waller once again and Come Down to Earth, My Angel, with Fats on both piano and organ, albeit an electronic organ and not the pipe organ in the former Trinity Church in Camden, New Jersey. That was recorded in Chicago on January 2, 1941. Come Down to Earth, My Angel was written by Ernest Gold, Don McRae, and Robert Sauer, the trio also responsible for the World War II song They Started Something But We're Gonna End It, and Neatest Trick of the Week. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.